And with that, we're going to head over to the Profit Doctor, Andy Schell. Good to have you with us, friend.
Hello, Dave Lickens. Great to be here, as always.
So I know you're interested here, Scott, because you work a lot in the technology area, you and Teresa do. So very, very excited to get your comments. So what you got for us real quickly before we run over to Scott?
Well, I definitely want to hear what Scott has to say more than what I have to say about it. Some of the things that he's going to say, I don't particularly like it. It's a hassle, but you can either be hassled or robbed, so which do you want?
Exactly right. That's a great phrase. Yeah, that's good.
Well, Dave, we've got, first off, it's the 18th of the month, so everybody should have their financial reports for August. We should know how much we made in August, how many loans we closed, how much we made per loan, how much we made per originator, and then how much we made per branch. We're forecasting through to March at this point because we want to watch our cash flow for the next 7 months to make sure we got everything under hand as volume starts to decline, as we go through the cyclicality of mortgage lending without a refi wave likely. So we got to have all that stuff ready. So if you don't have that on your desk, I'd ask my accounting department, why not, and what do I got to do to get it, because you got to have it. And to help with some of that, we're launching our webinar series through the MBA Education Group starting in 2 weeks. So go to mba.org, go to education, look for accounting webinars. There's a 4-series accounting webinar that we start in 2 weeks, and it goes from basic accounting through the most advanced topics in mortgage banking, which we're going to be discussing during the webinar, and I'm going to be speaking at the accounting
Down in San Antonio.
I'm going to be on a panel talking about interest rate lock, commitment, unrealized gain. It's like one of those snoring topics, nobody cares.
So do they give you a card table and a few chairs around that for that topic, or do they actually give you a full room? I'm teasing you because you're such a good speaker. I'm encouraging people. I bet that room will be filled up, even though it's a boring topic.
Well, we need to cattle prod or electrify all the seats to wake people up. No, it's a good panel. There's a panel of 4 CPAs, one of them. I'm actually the only one that's also a CMB, so I bring both the industry and the accounting requirements, so that's why I represent the CFOs. But it'll be a great topic. It'll be a really interesting topic, and it'll be fun.
Good stuff. I appreciate it. Can't wait to have you on the discussion with Scott. Thank you so much, Andy, for your contribution to the program. And again, you can click on Andy's picture on our website and pick up all of Andy's commentary. That's all stacked up in there.